I'm Brian Jans, and we're here in Gifford West in Sunrise Plains.
Take a chunky out of it.
That's it.
We milk water buffalo. They're originally from Darwin, these ones. They've got strong Italian bloodlines.
I guess water buffalo would be quite different to your regular Frisians.
Yeah, for sure. They've got a mind of their own. That's they're very strong-willed, and once they sort of learn to trust you, they're easy to sort of work with. But, you know, that's a bit of a process to get them to that point. Actual milking themselves, it's much the same as your traditional cow in, you know, all the setup for it and all that sort of thing. But working with them is a completely different animal to a cow altogether.
Did it take you a while to break them in and get them used to the process of being milked every day and finding their way up to the dairy?
Yeah, sure did. No, we spent probably a good 6 months with them before they even had a look at the dairy, and just spending time with them, just getting to know them, letting them to get to know us, and yeah, that was sort of the process.
There's quite a few of them just standing around us, and it's sort of surprising how inquisitive and approachable they are, but also at the same time, they look like they enjoy wandering through the scrub and rubbing up against trees and that sort of thing. What type of conditions do they like?
Yes, they like having a good scratch on the trees, and so we sort of got to look after them a little bit, otherwise, you know, so you can get rid of them. But they're pretty tough on the landscape. The ground, they're quite soft on, but any sort of, you know, shrubbery and that sort of thing, they don't mind going through there. And I suppose that's where they like having a good cuddle too, and so they do enjoy their scratches and having a bit of rub on things. But
water buffalo by nature as well, by the looks of it, they're all covered in mud. Where do you have to take them to give them a dip?
Yeah, no, when I told them there was company coming, you know, I said keep yourselves clean, but that didn't work out too well. They thought they might have to put on a mud mask instead, but no, they most of their paddocks here have got a little dam in them that they can have a bit of a roll around in, and they obviously knew it was going to be hot weather today and thought that they'd gear themselves up for the day. But they do love their mud. They come down, we give them a bit of a shower and stuff before they get into the dairy, and or we bring them down the yard and give them a squirt off, and they enjoy all that. So,
and let's start talking about the milk now. And you're at a stage, you were saying, where you're looking to try and stimulate that demand. What do you have to do to get that going?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a hard thing to spark up the new markets. Like the mozzarella market has been, you know, an established thing here in Australia for a while, and you know there's a lot of opportunity there for, you know, your new cheeses, and so, you know, sort of try and, you know, get out there and promote it, get people to try it. I think it's a product that'll speak for itself, so that's probably your biggest thing too, is just trying a few things.
Barry, this would be the perfect time to get you in here now, because if there's anyone that knows about cheese, it would be you. Is this an exciting thing to be around buffalo, and what expectations or thoughts did you have in coming in and trying buffalo milk?
Well, yeah, honestly, I never even thought about it until Brian approached us, probably 2 years ago now, I'd say. I said, oh yeah, not too sure about it, but maybe I'll give it a go, maybe I won't.
Had you heard about buffalo milk before and its possible use in cheese?
I have. Shore River cheese there, they use a lot of buffalo milk. Make mainly hard cheese and some soft cheeses. But we decided to do something different and try and create a completely different blue cheese out of buffalo milk. As far as we know, there's only two other blue cheeses made from buffalo milk in the world. One's in Spain and the other one in Italy. So we're the first in Australia to make a buffalo blue.
Tell us how this relationship now works. Is it a relationship you'll continue down the track, sourcing buffalo milk?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I'll just keep dealing with Brian. That's the aim. He's very passionate with what he does with his buffalo and his milk. It's a great quality milk. And we touch base all the time, and we've got a great relationship, I believe. I don't know what Brian thinks, but it'd be nice if he could give me a few more litres. But anyway, yeah, it's a great relationship, and we're just going to keep working on it and hopefully get more leaders and produce more cheese and create a really good market.